This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
How are you feeling, ladies and gentlemen?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Bogey here, Mraz here, DA off, a little summer Tuesday, EJ and Pete with us, Boyle on the updates as well as a big sweep for the Denver Nuggets. 113-111 is now complete. Nikola Jokic has that triple-double, his eighth. He passes Wilt. All-time triple-doubles in a single postseason. And the one-seeded Nuggets, boy, when those playoffs came out, boy, you know, I like the Warriors as a six. The Lakers have gotten hot as a seven. Well, the Suns aren't a real four or five seed because, you know, now Kevin Durant is healthy. And all along, like the NBA often is, it was all about chalk. Now, joining us, national NBA reporter from The Athletic to break it all down and what's next for LeBron James as well, Mike Vorkunov, where you can follow him on Twitter, at Mike Vorkunov. Mike, what's going on? How are you?
How's it going?
We are doing well. We are doing well. So before, and look, Mike Malone is going to hate the start of this interview. Let's just start with postgame. LeBron James, almost unprovoked, for the first time ever, we really hear him contemplate his future. Do you think that this is a serious thought in LeBron's head, or is this of the power play variety to maybe kind of send the Lakers a message a la Kyrie Irving?
You know, I think it's probably something real that he has, right? LeBron is very careful with his words and what he says publicly. I don't think he needs to pull a power play just to get someone like Kyrie Irving. His power is always apparent, right? That's part of being LeBron James. I think it was probably just like a very, and this is weird to say about LeBron, who just dropped 40, 10, and 9 at 38 years old, just a very mortal thing to say for him, right? You know, he's 38. He's just played his 20th season. He just finished it off. And you know, he's undoubtedly tired, and he played through a foot injury for the second half in the playoff run. So it was probably something he's contemplating, and he just went public with it.
Can we put you on the spot and guess, is LeBron a Laker on opening night next year? Is he taking the first couple of weeks off for more rest, or is he retired? What do you think actually happens after what he said last night?
I think it's probably a little early. I mean, it's like now, right in the moments, right after getting eliminated from the Western Conference Finals, is probably like a fog of war type of moment. So I don't know which way to project that. But I think if he said it, he has real concerns or real thoughts about it. But time will just, it'll all play out, right, to see what eventually happens.
Mike, obviously this is the eighth triple-double last night for Jokic. He passes Wilt. You're watching him glide through the paint or kick back, just hit unbelievable threes where it looks like he's just throwing his hands behind his head. Can you put in context just how dominant the kind of postseason Jokic has been?
Oh, man.
Not to put you on the spot, I compared it to, kind of Shaq in his prime there with the Lakers, where it was just like, it felt like he was completely unguardable in so many of those series, and as good as Kobe was, really felt like Shaq was the reason you could not beat the Lakers in some of those finals.
Yeah, trying to put him in context, he's averaging a 30-point triple-double for the playoffs, right, in 14 games. It's amazing. We've never seen anyone like it at his position, right? He's an amazing rebounder. He's just an easy scorer, right? He can get shots however he wants because of the size and his feel. And he's also probably the best passer in basketball right now. And that's why the Nuggets have been so good and he's been so hard to stop, is that there's nothing you can take away that slows him down, right? Like, you want to take away his scoring, that's fine. He can drop 14 assists on you. You want to take away his passing, he can reluctantly shoot and score. And so, obviously the whole point of the playoffs and what every team tries to do defensively is take away either your strengths or key in on your weaknesses. But when Nikola Jokic is the hub of your team, that's very hard to do because there's a counter to everything. There's a back door to everything that he does. And he's just been dominant for that reason. And so Denver has as well. They were the number one seed, and I think they didn't get enough credit for how good they were in the regular season. They had the best player in basketball, and they're number one seed, and people still doubted that they would come out of the West. And now we see why they were so good all year and why Jokic had a great case to win his third straight MVP award.
Mike, they've not panicked or overreacted and changed head coaches. They've been patient with Jamal Murray getting healthy. They've made roster tweaks, but not major facelifts. Is the rest of the NBA going to take any lesson from the Nuggets' patience, or is the trend still going to be to do as much as possible in the shortest amount of time to change teams, bring as many stars together, and try and win year in and year out?
Well, I think they had patience because they have Nikola Jokic, right? The hardest part was already done.
Okay.
When you can get a top three player in basketball, it makes it a little easier to be patient because you have your franchise pillar, and so now it's about building him around him, right? Obviously, they were a lot more bullish on Jamal Murray internally than maybe others were externally, right? And he went through the whole torn ACL and the recovery from that, but they did make a big move. They traded for Aaron Gordon, I think it was about 2 years ago, right? And if you remember, when they made that trade in the immediate aftermath of that, there were about a month there where they looked like maybe the best team in basketball. So the patience was waiting for Jamal Murray to come back and for this team to be able to play at maximum and full capacity again with Jokic, with Michael Porter Jr. and Aaron Gordon and Jamal Murray, right? That was, I think, the patience. And they kind of nibbled on the edges, getting Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, made some changes to their bench and to their starting lineup. And so that was the patience that they had. But I think patience is easier to have when you have your star player already intact and when you have the firmament in place. And so I think a lot of teams are impatient in that they're always trying to get star one or star two. And Denver had those in-house already.
And Murray is definitely star two. I mean, usually it's a duo that wins NBA titles. Sean mentioned Kobe and Shaq. Obviously, there's Jordan and Pippen. Is Murray that legitimate of a number two with Jokic, or is he benefiting from how amazing Nikola is?
I mean, he sure looked like it as he's dropping 37 points in back-to-back games. I think it's both. I think he's just a great shot creator, shot maker. And then when you play off of Jokic, everything gets easier because he's a magnet for defenses, right? That opens up the floor for everybody else. And so I think sometimes maybe we misunderstand what a star is. We think someone, okay, it's got to be an all-star, got to be possibly an all-NBA guy, but really it also has to be someone who can fit your team too, right? And Jamal Murray just fits with Nikola Jokic. Their two-man game is really something else, and they have a great five-man lineup that they can throw onto the floor with Michael Porter Jr. and Gordon and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. And, you know, part of the problem with having two stars or something along those lines is that your salary cap, you know, just kind of gets gobbled up, and you're left starting guys who maybe shouldn't be getting big minutes in the playoffs or playing guys who shouldn't be able to get big minutes. And Denver has been able to walk that road where they have an MVP, they have another really good player, and then they have depth along the starting lineup and the whole rotation this year. And that allows you to be a very, very good team that maybe makes up for not having that true second star.
Mike Varkanov joining us here from The Athletic. Mike, we'll get to the Celtics in just a second, but on their, you know, impending elimination, let's just call it, we're about to stare down the barrel of potentially a week at least before we see NBA Finals games that will feature Denver and Miami as the markets. While we, as basketball fans, love Jokic and Butler, let's be honest, the casuals, that isn't exactly, you know, a couple of marketed stars. How worried do you think the NBA is about ratings in these finals?
I don't know. I mean, the ratings have been great all along. This whole postseason, obviously, it helps because you had LeBron and the Lakers and the Warriors. We saw some big Kings games before with great ratings, too.
True.
I think there's kind of two ways to look at it. You know, the ratings, maybe they'll dip a little bit because they don't have LeBron and the Lakers in there, and the Celtics are good. Miami, you know, has been there before. They're kind of a known quantity. Jimmy Butler's a pretty notable star. But I think the thing that maybe is not thought about is that this allows the NBA to mint more stars, right? Like, this puts Nikola Jokic on the biggest platform possible. That's valuable, too. That they get to introduce him to the world in an NBA Finals, and that should set them up for years to come too, right? Like, if he wins a title, that's another player that they get to throw out, give publicity to, and put into that star machine. And, you know, going forward, I think that'll create a lot of value for the league. Like, we heard the last few years, why didn't Nikola Jokic get enough credit or get talked about it all that much while winning two MVPs? Well, he didn't get the opportunity in the playoffs, and that's really kind of where you build your profile. Yeah. Now he gets to do that, and I think that'll set up Denver and Jokic as a marquee team going forward. So I think maybe just in terms of short-term ratings, that is whatever it is. I think long-term, that this probably benefits the league as well.
But what about that layoff? Because if we do get a Heat win tonight and 9 days, 8 full days without a game, that's not great for momentum. Do you think this might change the way the league structures things, where the finals have a little more flexibility to move further ahead if they have to?
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting question. And just the layoff obviously is suboptimal, let's say it. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they consider changing things going forward. I think, if I remember correctly, they used to be more flexible in how they started playoff series and the finals too. I guess they have their reasons for kind of having a fixed date in place. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see if they go and try to look at it for next year and see if they can put in more flexibility for starting the finals more quickly if they do have something like this year with two, you know, sweeps or a 4- and 5-game series.
Mike, if the Celtics go down tonight, it's more of the same old, uncompetitive moments. Tatum, dare I say, not hitting a shot in the fourth quarter. You know, the future Jaylen Brown, Mazzulla looking completely lost in comparison to Spoelstra. How big a ripple effect would a sweep be on the Celtics organization, and how crazy an offseason could we expect if there is to be a crazy offseason in Boston this offseason?
Yeah, I think they had a big decision to make because they had to decide whether to invest long-term in Brown and Tatum, right? Because they are up for contracts worth roughly $600 million. that's a lot of money. And so that's a big decision in and of itself. And now you have it in the shadow of this playoff performance, right, where they might get swept out, where they might lose in 5 games, whatever it is. They were not competitive in the series. And so you have to decide, not only will you invest in those two guys, you have to figure out what to do with the rest of the roster, Marcus Smart, Robert Williams, Al Horford. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's changes in Boston, and this probably exacerbated it. It becomes a lot easier to pay a lot and pay into the luxury tax and keep things status quo if you're winning, or at least you're getting to the finals. When you fall out like this, I think it almost demands change to some degree.
Could that include the head coach?
I I think that's so hard to predict. I mean, to be honest, when things like this happen, especially when the games have played out the way they did, I think players bear a large responsibility for it. Like, it wasn't Joe Mazzulla's fault that Tatum and Brown combined for, what, like 26 points in game three? I don't know how much you put of that on him. And at some point, you know, the players take responsibility and get blame as well, right? I think maybe on the edges, the coach is responsible for failure, for success. But when a series like this happens, I think it's more a roster question than it is just a head coach question.
Is Jason Tatum a choke artist?
No.
Now, the real question I wanted to ask you is, I don't think so either. He's got to hit shots in the fourth quarter. Forget the playoffs for a second. We live in New York. You really think Carmelo Anthony should have his number retired by the Knicks? Come on, Mike!
Yeah, listen, I think people are way too stuck up about things like the Hall of Fame and retiring jerseys, and like you have to match some hallowed criteria. The guy was the best player on the Knicks for an entire generation of Knicks fans. He was one of the best Knicks ever, probably somewhere in that top seven, right, all time. He had a third-place MVP vote. The 54 games they won in 2012-13 is the most wins they've had in 26 years, okay? Carmelo was on that team. And he was really good. He was fun. And just put the number on there. You memorialize that point in time for the franchise. And here's something else that Carmelo gave to the Knicks that they haven't had in, I don't know, 30 years, more than that maybe. He was an NBA star who wanted New York, went there, stayed there, and really gave the franchise kind of a rep around the league that was pretty good, and gave them a front man that, you know, until Phil Jackson came along and ruined all of it. No, that was pretty good.
I don't disagree with anything you said. I just feel like we've extremely lowered the bar for what's supposed to be an iconic franchise. But also, they're probably not really as an iconic franchise as we make them out to be. So that's the argument.
They haven't won a title in 50 years.
Yeah.
You know, there's a reason they only have 8 numbers retired. 6 of them played for the title teams in the 70s. And the other is Patrick Ewing and Dick McGuire, who played, I think he left the Knicks in 1960, right? So they haven't had a lot of success outside of those 270s teams that get remembered so well because that's the golden era of the franchise.
They're probably the most overrated franchise in professional sports when you really think about success to what they're talked about. You know, but
yeah, I think for as long as they've been around, you think they would have might win another title or two. But yeah, so it goes.
Now you're hitting too close to home here, Mike. You can follow Mike on Twitter at Mike Varkanov. Mike, thanks so much for joining us, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Catch all his work at The Athletic. He also had last week, him and Shams were the ones that reported the NBA might be going back to East versus West in an All-Star game, which I would like.
Yes.
I would like. I'm sick of the players drafting.
No, see, I don't mind the drafting. So you could, but it's like the Team LeBron, Team...
Nah.
It's hard to follow.
I want to see all the stars in the West that the games are up late. I want to see them all play on the same team. But that's just me. All right, when we come back, some Canadian bacon. Plus, just real quickly... Schwartz is not happy.
Yeah, how do I get out of these? How do I get out of a Twitter thread I don't want to be in? I can mute it.
One of our listeners, Dan, who's a nice guy, we didn't even mention Schwartz also. We almost made it 4 hours. Almost. Peter Schwartz, you know, fill an update anchor around here. We talked about the struggle with families going to games and having to buy tickets and then getting screwed with flex scheduling with the NFL Thursday night. Yeah, for all those that don't think we did sports, we've done plenty of NBA and the NFL rules today. And this guy tweets in, well, now you guys should give tag Schwartz credit for getting the tickets for free. Now Schwartz thinks we were talking about him. He's come back on Twitter. Why is there this idea that every time I go to a game, it's with free tickets? I'm going to start posting receipts, too. Which now I'm kind of intrigued. I hope he does. And also, he's the one who mentions all the time.
Yes.
He just sat here the other day talking about how Joe Douglas owed him free tickets.
This whole thread began with him going, what do you mean? How does he not understand, like, his reputation? How does he not immediately understand what people are talking about when they make a ticket reference that everyone assumes has fun with Peter, that he gets freebies?
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is. How is he still slow on that?
It's crazy. It's crazy. And then just one more trash. Look, guys, I'm not trying to... Maybe I crush teachers too much. Kevin said, I'm going to have to trash Mraz's teacher take. My wife was an elementary teacher for a while and working from 8 a.m. teaching till 8 p.m. at night some nights, grading and planning more than earns you the time to get off. Yeah, no doubt. Again, I couldn't stress enough. If anybody actually listened to what I said, being a teacher is a really difficult job. But when you complain, your perks, maybe I didn't use the word perks earlier, of the time you actually do get off are way more or way better than the perks of any other difficult job. And also, a teacher is not a construction worker. It's not a railroad worker. It's not a job after you're done with school where you realize you got to figure out a way to make ends meet. It's something you cannot become a teacher, essentially, unless you sought out to become a teacher and want that job, which I also have a tough time. If you really, really want a job, then you got it, then it's tough to hear you complain all the time. 855-212-4227. I love teachers. Love you.
You don't.
Coach Langella. Coach Langella. By the way, Coach Langella, we'll see. Maybe he is at Bob's Bar. Bob's Bar coming your way on June the 16th. I also got a very important message as I've been working to put this thing together. We might have some more free alcohol coming our way.
Not just my DA beers?
I got some people working on it.
All right.
Got some people working on it. You could be taking care of some alcohol. All right, the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The sizzle of the best goals.
Sing us a song. You're the overtime ending man.
The saltiness of the best games.
Guys, we're having a good time. Having a good time.
We crave the nightly action of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
That's a hockey, you know. It's only game. Why do you have to be mad? He's a good guy.
It's your morning serving of Canadian bacon. Only on the DA Show.
All right. It is a Canadian bacon on this May 23rd, 2023. For those wondering, I am in the main chair today for DA. Just to clarify, if you're just tuning in,
E.J. Stewart was given the opportunity to do Canadian bacon. I can't make this any more clear. He had, as he said, the cowardly lion. He's punted it back to me. So before anybody gets on me, what a pig. He's going to be taking bacon for himself. You will not hear, enjoy this, because you will not hear me doing Canadian bacon tomorrow. You will hear Pat Boyle doing Canadian bacon tomorrow.
Oh, thank goodness.
All right.
The best news of the morning.
So you get, enjoy me now. All right. Now, Mraz, take it away. What do you have for Canadian bacon? Well, thanks, Mraz. For the second time in Canadian bacon history, this segment will be done from the power chair. No easy task, but work has to be done. And work had to be done by the Hurricanes if they were going to cut the Panthers series lead in half last night. We went to Sunrise, where blankets laid out on the beach with mimosas were not in store. The game was scoreless thanks to defense and goaltending in the first period. Freddie Anderson was stonewalling the Panthers' offense. But Freddie wasn't facing Jason. He was facing Sergei in this horror show as Bobrovsky held the Canes off the board as well. In the second period, a power play opportunity arose for the Panthers. They had to make the fans feel Bon Jovial. And they were shot through the Reinhardt, and you're to blame. Girl, you gave the Hurricanes a bad game.
Near point, Montour down here on the near side, then down behind the net. Bennett off to the near corner, Tkachuk. Tkachuk in front, Reinhardt a shot, top jump, he scores! A power play goal! Sam Reinhardt just under the crossbar, and the Panthers strike first!
Yes, Sam Reinhardt scoring his seventh goal of the postseason. The lead stayed 1-0 into the third period. Bobrovsky turned away shot after shot. The Hurricanes usually cause damage in South Florida in September, but the tropical air must have been dry because this became a tropical depression for any Canes fans real quickly, as they simply could not generate any offense. The final seconds ticked down, and insurance companies didn't even get any calls about the damage.
Cousins will clear. This bounces into the Carolina zone. The final seconds tick away, and it's a 32-save shutout for Sergei Bobrovsky. The Panthers take game three. They take a 3-0 stranglehold on the Eastern Conference Final. And the Florida Panthers are one win away from a berth in the Stanley Cup Final.
That would wrap game three, an unbelievable just 1-0 win. Lacking highlights for Bacon, gives the Panthers a 3-0 series lead. All three wins in the series, they coming by just one goal. The Canes now face elimination. Will they even care, Olina, about showing up in game four? Panthers goalie Sergei Bobrovsky was proud of his shutout postgame, but he was more proud of someone being in the host chair and having to formulate a Canadian bacon in just a 1-0 game. Here's what he said about me doing bacon postgame.
There is so many people working hard.
Thanks, Sergei. Game four is Wednesday night. That is your Canadian bacon.
Petey, what do you got?
There's three.
Hand is off the oink machine.
Three oinks, huh?
Three oinks.
That's disrespectful.
Well, there's room for debate here. There's room for debate because I will say this. It was not high end. It was good. It was not great. The whole line of Hurricanes jokes in the back half of the script were just okay. There was nothing too inventive, too creative in there. Bon Jovial shot through the Reinhardt. Okay, that was the high part. I thought the Freddy vs. Jason thing was a little forced, and I will not accept in any way, shape, or form bookending your script with backpats. And
you wanted a theme.
Opening with a script to start your backpack, you can't even off the top of your head just give yourself kudos. You actually, we tell you, we're reading your self-congratulations. And then you close with a semi-creative use of some sound. But you know that that's not going to play well. You know that me and Pete don't want to hear you congratulating you for doing bacon. When
Bobrovsky said it. Play the Bobrovsky clip again. Let's hear exactly what he said.
I want to
hear it. The fans want to hear it.
No. So that being said, I still would have gone north of 3.5, but that's it. Three seems a little bit low, but not unfairly low.
No, well, it got to look.
The Bon Jovi line was great. That was the best part of the whole thing. I thought everything else was okay. But then the pat on the back and then the excuse making also about the cuts. Hey, we have one game. We're not going to have many cuts. I really don't want to hear that when you're talking about the game.
I didn't make excuse making.
That's what you did.
Game didn't provide a lot of cuts. It didn't.
Yeah. Well,
it's not an excuse.
I don't need to hear it.
Do you hear me complaining that I got a three?
I don't want to hear it in the script. I want to hear about the game. So this was average at best.
Look, EJ, what do you got? Anything? Any thoughts? I mean, I don't even know if we should hear from you if you got
I feel like, look, I can't say I would have done a better job because, I ducked the smoke. Though now I am wondering if maybe, you know, I should have stepped up. And maybe I should have gave the people what they really were looking for.
Attaboy.
I feel like I disappointed the aliens.
All right. Fair enough. Boyle, you're on deck tomorrow. How did you feel about this bacon?
I love the Bon Jovial, the shot through the heart. And what was the first thing that I was cracking up about?
Freddy versus Jason?
Yeah, that was a good one. But, yeah, it lacked fluidity. And I just, you know, the puns weren't that great for me.
All right. Look, you're not going to hear me kick and scream about a three. I'm happy with a three. It's not an excuse, but this is where I have a problem where people have a problem with excuses. It's also reality. We had quite literally one game on the schedule and it ended up being 1-0. For Pete to come at me going, I don't want to hear that. I want to hear about the game. There wasn't much going on. And that's not, you cannot deny above anything else. That's not an easy bacon to do when there's one game to do and it's only 1-0.
Right. We know that. I don't want to hear about it in the script.
Okay, well, you got to hear about something in the script. Well, I mean, I couldn't just sing you Bon Jovi and say that's your Canadian bacon.
Well, then be creative and do something else.
I did. I was very creative.
No one cares.
The Canes now face elimination. Will they even care, Olina, about showing up in game four?
That's bad.
We've got a...
And the Bobrovsky audio was great.
Yeah. Before you get to your made-up Twitch comments...
I'm not, actually. I'm telling you, I'm fine with the three. I'm actually not complaining.
Nebby on YouTube, that was bad. Matt, even three oinks is generous. There was nothing clever or funny in there at all.
You know what's
Jeffrey,
not clever or funny? Go
that
on YouTube.
Bacon vest needs to be a onesie so it doesn't keep riding up. Now, Jeffrey, I'd sign up for that. Throw some buttons on that boy, a little extension. Wrap it underneath. Give it some support. All right. I'll pay for that alteration.
I mean, it's fine. Nothing. Sticks and stones. Sticks and stones.
I don't care about oinks.
Yeah. Well, by the way, you want to get real creative?
The reasons why I should have gotten more of them.
Nebby, you want to get real creative? And I'm thankful for any way anybody wants to consume the show. You know what's creative? Teaching yourself the Twitch app and learning that. Because I had to do that. That was creative. Otis Miller knows. All right.
What does that matter?
It just matters.
So you know two Otises now, Spunkmeyer and Miller?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I do know two. That's not bad.
Thanks.
That's not bad. Joe Mama trashes. I want to trash Pat Boyle for not doing bacon today. Trash him.
This must be garbage time.
Why am I getting...
Trash a Mraz?
Yeah, why am I getting trashed for that? I wasn't asked to do it.
Mm. Yeah, you're going to do it tomorrow.
Okay, but who just trashed me? Joe Mama?
Joe Mama. I didn't trash you. Joe Mama did.
Joe Mama to go scratch.
Joe Mama, you heard Pat. He said go scratch.
I follow the orders of the locker room leader, Sean, the guy with the C on his chest.
Mac and Bear, I don't know if I'm that much of a leader anymore. We didn't even
that's not a C, that's a half an onion ring.
Right, if I was a real leader, we would have had the Kachuk overtime goal the other day. Which, by the way, we have closure on. I'm going to reveal a private text. We have closure on.
That never happens.
Yesterday's Canadian bacon that featured us playing the wrong Kachuk goal. That was yesterday, no, right?
That featured you lazily playing the wrong Kachuk goal.
Okay. So we found out that the highlights from Saturday night's game two from this series were not even put into our system. So, in fact, when you went to the last Carolina-Florida highlight on a Monday morning that we had, it was from last Thursday night when Kachuk scored in four overtimes, meaning if you just scrolled, you would assume, oh, yeah, okay, this is the most recent game, Kachuk overtime winner, because Kachuk scored both overtime winners. Carlos with a K texted me yesterday apologizing, saying, hey, just want to let you know, already talked to Pete. It won't happen again. I should have had those highlights in there. Now, that sounds like a good apology, right? For all those excuse makers, you know what we got? But I just want to let it be known, I came in and I filled in for somebody that day sick, so cut me some slack. No. And this is what I told Carlos. Cut you slack. We appreciate you stepping up. That's great that you came in and filled in for somebody. But if you come in and fill in and you get paid for a job, does that mean you also then don't get to do the job just because you walk through the doors? I don't understand that.
I'm leaving this one alone.
I don't understand that. You just want credit for coming in, but then you still got to do the actual job.
But again, there are two separate problems here. They're not as connected as you want them to believe. This would be much more defendable for you if somebody had mislabeled the cut. Carlos did not put the correct goal in. That's on Carlos. You playing the wrong Tkachuk overtime goal is 100% on you.
Okay, sure. I'll do more pre-show then, and I won't complain like teachers. All right, what do we got, Pat?
All right, Nuggets fans.
Thanks, hard hat guy.
Nuggets fans have a long time to celebrate this iconic achievement. 9 days away from Game 1 in the NBA Finals means a 9-day bender for Marie in Denver, right?
Get yourself out there, Pat.
I might have to. Nuggets swept the Lakers last night, 113-111. The final in Game 4, they're going to their first ever NBA Finals. LeBron James was one assist shy of a 40-point triple-double.
Hey, she's Marie ballin'.
Nope.
It's not funny.
All right, LeBron James was one assist shy of a 40-point triple-double. His potential layup at the buzzer was shut down by Jamal Murray and Aaron Gordon. LeBron then threw off some smoke screens after the game, leaving his playing future up in the air. Meanwhile, Nikola Jokic further cementing his legacy with another 30-point triple-double, 14 rebounds, and 13 assists to go with three blocks. He was named Western Conference Finals MVP for the
Nikola
entire...
Nikola paved their way.
Yeah, I don't get that one.
It's not funny.
What do you mean, Nikola paved their way?
Nikola pavers pave your way. That's a paving company. Is that too localized? Is that not national?
I think it is.
I only know...
Is that a Long Island thing?
I only know the one that says, something paving stones with armor tech you'll always look like new.
That's a different company.
Oh, now that I'm thinking about it, it wouldn't make sense for there to be a national paving company. I think these are probably very localized the kid in Tulsa has no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah, and those two paving companies are advertised on a Long Island station.
Well, they're
the
Ranger
one that
games
the one that Pete runs.
Yep.
All right, yeah. For the entire playoffs, 15 games, Jokic is averaging 30 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists. Just mind-shattering numbers. But don't ask him about the MVP race this year, which he lost to Joel Embiid after winning back-to-back MVPs the last 2 years. And don't ask him about debates on social media.
Why I delete the social media? I think it's a waste of time.
Wrong.
Meanwhile, Jamal Murray dropped another 25 points, and Michael Porter Jr. had a 15-point double-double in the win. Tonight, Game 4 in the East Finals, and brooms will be ready in South Beach as well. The 8-seed Heat try to sweep the Celtics and become just the second 8-seed to reach the NBA Finals, which would put them in company with... anybody?
I didn't hear a question.
Go New York, go New York, wow. Go. The 99 Knicks. Boston's Grant Williams poked the bear in Game 2, and the Celtics have felt the wrath of Jimmy Butler ever since. His teammate Kyle Lowry with some very high praise for Butler ahead of tonight, calling him the best player in the world right now. So there's that. Over to the Stanley Cup playoffs. Shawnee recapped it on Canadian Bacon. The Panthers beat the Hurricanes 1-0 in Game 3 last night in Sunrise to also set up a potential sweep in South Florida. Sam Reinhart didn't miss a beat. His 7th goal of the postseason was the lone light lamper last night. Would you say that Sam has become quite the playoff hardest?
I don't know what that means. Hardest. I know it's Reinhart.
Yeah. Baking the hearts of the Hurricanes faithful again last night.
Huh.
Doesn't get any easier for Carolina. It now gets harder.
I think he was the hitman Hart.
There you go. See? Why didn't you have that in there?
Because he might score again in the Stanley Cup.
And you only have three lines.
Carolina has to win on the road tomorrow night to send the series back to Raleigh, but my golly, Miss Molly, they have quite the storm to weather. By the way, not all was kittens and rainbows for the Cats, because Panthers captain Sasha Barkov left the game early last night with an injury, and after the game, media asked Panthers head coach Paul Maurice about it.
Paul, first, any updates on Sasha?
Nope.
Talking to the guys, they talk about...
a bar mitzvah. His neighbor had a... Yeah, that's what we'll go with. Bar mitzvah. And he didn't want to disappoint the kids.
What?
You know, I'm here for that. Because hockey does just upper body or lower body injury. Let's make things up. Let's do that. He's at a carnival, bar mitzvah, I got a tire change. Just give me other nonsense as opposed to... Like, the guy's head falls off. He's an upper body injury. Just go completely ridiculous.
I could deal with that.
All right, yeah, so funny joke, Paul Maurice. Can we get some clarification on where the injury was?
Is that upper or lower?
The bar mitzvah?
Yeah.
It's on two floors. It's on both floors. It's a big one.
It's not funny.
Wow. He giving the tuba to Paul Maurice.
My wife's getting a lot of play today on our anniversary, too.
Who's getting a lot of play?
My wife's voice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Danielle?
Yes, it is. Yes.
I did.
She's playing the tuba, too.
It was hard to tell because you couldn't hear the screaming.
It's not funny.
All right, over to baseball. Lourdes Gurriel Jr. now has Major League Baseball's best hitting streak this year. 15 games. The D-backs continue their hot start to the season. They beat the Phils 6-3 last night. The big battle in the AL East went to the Rays. Randy Arozarena, Jose Siri, Luke Raley, all homer. They beat the Blue Jays 6-4. Tampa now has 94 home runs in 49 games. Sean, are they cheating?
No.
No. No, no. That's a no for this hour. A homecoming
hour? No. This is what I'm talking about. Nobody actually listens to what I say. They pick like two sentences out of what I said. Okay. I firmly said multiple times, I don't think they're cheating, but I think this is the problem with baseball, that we are now left to, I think, fair to question everything now. That's okay. All.
Arena. Hey.
All right, and the homecoming for Freddie Freeman in Atlanta. He delivered the go-ahead 3-run home run late in the game as the Dodgers came from behind to beat the Braves 8-6. They both entered with 29 wins, the National League's best teams, and the Dodgers now one game better than the Braves with their 30th win. Wow. Finally, NFL news that came down last hour. Here it is again. Chargers running back Austin Eckler wanted a trade earlier this offseason, and now he is, well, locked up, I guess, through this year. The Chargers have added $1.75 million in incentives to his contract for this year. He's still a free agent after this season, but maybe now that makes it a less icier bridge to get a long-term deal done after this season.
These running backs, they're learning quickly.
Yep. You just say, hey, trade me, and then you get your deal.
That's
head coach Brandon Staley.
I would take Bradley.
Head coach Brandon Staley said yesterday he expects Eckler to be at mandatory minicamp, which begins in a few weeks. That now seems very likely. And there is a second wave of investigations regarding potential violations of the league's gambling policy. Five players from the Lions and the Commanders were suspended for gambling violations last month, and now we could see more here in the next week.
I predict there's a big name on that list.
You think so?
That's my prediction. Or a relatively big name that people are going to kick and scream. It will be a major topic over the next 2 weeks.
Let's say Patty Mahomes was one of the implicated. Well, what do we think that gets covered up?
It will not get covered up, but I think the difference is you will hear a lot more people defending the art of gambling than they will kill the player for gambling. That is the world we live in now.
Yeah, Calvin Ridley got crushed.
And because he was betting on his own team. You're talking about guys getting suspended for betting stuff that isn't their own team.
Correct. Correct.
Correct. Correct.
That's all I got, guys.
All right, when we come back, advanced analytics, some more trashes, and your epic fail. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Analytics is just a term that's kind of thrown around a lot.
It's time now for the mothership's advanced analytics.
All right, we asked a very important question today. Is wearing socks with slides a ridiculous look? This comes after soundcheck when we found out Jalen Green was told that his Adidas slides were trashed by Michael Jordan as an adult. Jalen Green was a kid. And EJ tells us he wears them basically all around the supermarket. Total clown move. But anyway, we asked the audience, and 63% of you said yes, or almost 64%. They are a ridiculous look. 36% are with EJ saying no, not a ridiculous look. Our analytics team says the first incarnation of the slide was from Adidas in 1972. The slide isn't the healthiest piece of footwear as it offers no arch support. Arch Manning. EJ wears slides with socks when he takes his dog for a walk. Speaking of dogs, Pete says he once ate a dog dingleberry as well as Mraz did that one time. How about that? He just admitted that. Interesting. That's great stuff from the analytics team. Before we get to the Epic Fail, it should be noted, San Diego area fans. Remember my spat with San Diego? Well, it's gone so well that San Diego State Athletic Director J.D. Wicker will join us in studio at 8 a.m. Eastern tomorrow. So, Bogues, we'll have some fun with that. Find out if fans there are complete frauds. Couple more trashes.
First question. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Are you a fraud?
Is your town full of frauds?
Dalton tweets in, I'm trashing professional athletes for not being able to gamble on sports they don't play in. That's not the athlete's fault, but okay, trash them.
Hefty, hefty, hefty.
I think that's also not the rule. The problem with the NFL is they did it at the Lions headquarters.
Yeah.
You can't bet on anything in a team, like using the team's Wi-Fi, basically.
Right.
But you can bet on an NBA game if you're an NFL player.
Yeah, absolutely. You just got to be out of the facility. Leroy tweets in, good bacon. I think the grading is too much. It's just hockey, and that is the only thing that makes hockey fun is your bacon. Dixie Landana, we just ignoring the fact that Mraz dropped accurate science knowledge with hurricanes. That alone should have made it a 3.5. The flow wasn't there for sure, but that's a 3.7535. Not a great effort for sure. How many times did you say for sure? But it was okay. Opens the door for a huge boil bacon. Timbo Slice, I'm trashing DA for never doing Canadian bacon. EJ said he was afraid of his smoke, but DA has been scared since the start. Also, the main chair looks way too small for Mraz. Is that a skinny, slim fit chair? Actually,
it's a slim fit chair, yes.
No, there's no arms. The arms are broken off. I was going to sit in my normal chair.
It's
and
actually
then
a couch.
The show started. Yeah, for anybody seeing the clips or watching it on Twitch and YouTube, the show started this morning. Cap came in, our digital producer, and he's like, you need to switch chairs. And he's like, you don't have to. I'm like, all right, I'll do whatever you want. And he has me propped up here like King Tut in a weird chair with no arms. I'm all over the place. I've been swinging a wiffle ball bat around the office.
Lazy boy slim fit. I'm all in on that.
And real quickly, Fully Ohio, I'm trashing the wife. She owes me $550 for my fun rainy day fund, and I called her out for forgetting for nearly 9 months, and yada, yada, yada. It turned into a fight about something else, and now I'm the bad guy, and I'm never getting back my cash. That sounds like an interesting
marriage.
That's
just human filth.
All right, what do we have for the epic fail?
The restart.
Wow, okay. The show got restarted in the second hour today. It's your epic fail.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail. It's going to be a good day with DA.
Hey, Da.
I do love the Da.
Happy being alive day.
Mornings on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah.
Good day.
Bueller. Bueller. Bueller.
Hello? Come on, man.
Hey, we're back here on the DA show on CBS Sports Radio. It's Sean.
Do you have no headphones? Is that the problem?
I didn't even realize music was playing. It's Mraz. It's Bonkish.
How are you?
How are you guys doing? EJ Stewart with us. Pete the Body with us as well. For those wondering why I was pausing, I was actually typing Canadian bacon. So that's what I was focused in on.
Really, I was trying to feed Raz his healthiest meal in years.
1 minute later.
All right, when we come back.
Where are we going?
Oof. It's 4 minutes past the hour.
You big dummy.
How old are you again?
You can't do stupid stuff.
Let's start from the top.
You're right.
We do that, Pete. We restart right. Bacon. We restart hours.
Yeah, Pete, play the restart
two,
the top of the hour.
One, and go.
All right, we're going to have a good day. Welcome aboard the DA show. It's Mraz and Bogus on this Tuesday. Bogus, how you doing, buddy?
Sean, I'm doing so good. Welcome to hour two, my favorite hour of our four most mornings.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
I mean, just an unbelievable start. Skipper Tim, can I trash Mraz for all the restarts? Come on, be a professional, move forward after mistakes instead of starting over all the time. Trash him for wasting time.
This must be garbage time.
Way to get the joke, Skipper. Way to get the joke. Moist Pork tweets in, good morning, I want to trash my neighbor. He doesn't cut the grass right up to his fence, and it always gets super long through the fence, which then requires me to cut his grass on my side of the yard. Hashtag people suck at yard work. Ooh, a trash.
That's just offensive.
A trash after my own heart, Moist. Yes, he's got to get that weed whacker edger out, knock that down. You should not be responsible for that at all. Absolutely ridiculous. Where was Tommy Topsman had a good trash, too, that now I'm scrolling in real time. Robin 321 says, I'm trashing the service guy at Honda who's wearing shorts with dress shoes and white socks. Where is the fashion police, Moist Pork, when you need him? Rob, puckering up to Moist Pork.
Hefty, hefty, hefty.
Tommy Topspin, happy Trash Tuesday. I'm trashing the fact that we haven't invented teleportation yet. I would like nothing better than to avoid driving anymore. It would allow me to drink a few more booskies at Bob's Bar. Thank you, Tommy Topspin.
Charlie Sheen just dumped that on the set of Men at Work.
Tommy Tucker tweets in, spot bleeping on your teacher's rant. Steven tweets in, I'm not going to fully agree with Mraz. My wife wanted to be a teacher, went to college for it, and the main reason was for the summer off days to spend with our kids so they would have the same days off. So that was the main reason she became a teacher. Boy, me versus teachers, attest this all this time. Thanks to Pete the Body on the other side. Thanks to EJ Stewart on the other side. Thanks to Patrick Boyle on your updates. Bogey, I love you, man. Thanks to you for joining me.
Great seeing you, Sean.
It is.
Love you, teachers.
Love you, teachers. Thanks to AJ Kaplan on the Wizard of Watch DA. Thanks to Moist Pork. Take care. The mothership disconnects.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.